Once again, there's confusion over the status of the Strait of Hormuz. The US President Donald Trump has declared that the key oil and gas shipping route is open, with his military acting as guardians of the shipping channel. Iran, meanwhile, says it's closed it. Mr. Trump's also demanding a 20% fee on all cargo passing through the strait as payment for protection. He's not specified who would be paying, but during an interview with Fox News, he said other countries would be footing the bill.
And now we're going to guard it and we're going to get paid for guarding it. A lot of money.
Tehran is vowing to respond. The Iranian military says the US shouldn't interfere with the Strait of Hormuz.
The armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran will deal forcefully with any disruption to the passage of commercial vessels and oil tankers by the invading and pirate U.S. military outside the route designated by Iran and without the permission of the armed forces.
The ongoing conflict means that fuel prices will be impacted here. So, what can we expect? The acting Energy Minister, Jason Clare, has tried to reassure Australians. He says the country has 41 days of petrol, 37 days of diesel, and 33 days of jet fuel. Plus, there are 54 tankers currently on the water headed for our shores.
So Australians continue to have confidence in our fuel security. What this shows is good, solid supply in the face of the uncertainty and the disruption happening on the other side of the world.
Still, troubles in Hormuz usually mean rising oil prices globally. So, will there be more pain at the bowser? Gero Ferruggio is the head of Rystad Energy Australia. He says it's not yet clear.
Will it be significant? Probably not in the next month or so. It really depends on how much further this conflict goes into August.
Prices will rise next month, though, because the federal government's fuel excise discount, which currently shaves about 16 cents off a litre, will expire. Another sector that was seriously impacted when the war in the Middle East began is aviation. The Gulf region is home to some of the busiest airports on the planet and a crucial hub for many Australians travelling overseas. So, should Australians who are planning to travel via places like Doha and Dubai change their plans? Professor Gabby Walters from the University of Queensland says there's no need to panic unless the federal government's Smart Traveller website is upgraded to a Do Not Travel warning.
A Do Not Travel warning is a whole different kettle of fish, and that will no doubt cause major disruption, particularly for those who've had travel plans and flights booked for some time. But that is when airlines will generally come through with a refund option. And we still have options to reroute our travel through Asia centres as well.
The Smart Traveller website was updated on Sunday after renewed strikes in the Middle East began, with the current advice for Australians to reconsider the need to travel due to the unpredictable security situation in the region.